With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Coming up next hour, President Trump will sign an executive order calling for a downsizing of the Education Department. But a total dismantling requires an act of Congress. The department will retain certain critical functions like managing federal student loans and Pell Grants. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, standing by the administration's decision to deport pro-Hamas student activist Mahmoud Khalil. Bob Agnew reports.
Rubio was asked by the Salem Radio Network if he thinks the deportation will hold up in court.
I do, and we are, and we're going to continue to do it.
Rubio says, as a guest to the country, Khalil had no business engaging in pro-Hamas rallies and violence on a college campus.
You know, if you told us that these are the things you were going to do when you came to the United States, we should never give you a visa.
Moving forward, Rubio says vetting standards will be higher for those wishing to enter the country.
It's amazing some of these people ever got in here to begin with.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, the U.S. sustaining airstrikes against Yemen's Houthi rebels as President Trump continues to pressure Iran.
The U.S. has escalated its offensive campaign in the past few days, targeting headquarters and drone sites, with President Trump blaming Iran for the attacks and delegating authority to U.S. Central Command. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump demanded that Iran stop supplying the Houthi rebels, suggesting they let them fight it out amongst themselves and that they'll be completely annihilated.
That's correspondent Jennifer King reporting. In consumer news, a recall of more than 46,000 Cybertrucks, an exterior panel that runs along the left and right side of the windshield can detach while driving, creating a dangerous road hazard for other drivers, increasing the risk of a crash. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 37 points, the NASDAQ composite down 70. This is SRN News. National Right to Life releasing its annual report.
It paints a picture of a post-Roe versus Wade America in which pro-life laws are saving lives. But the use of abortifacient drugs is rising, often as a means of circumventing those same laws. The report indicates that about half the states have restricted abortion in some way since the Supreme Court's decision, with five of them passing laws banning abortion entirely as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit pitting a suburban Ohio school district's policy on transgender pronouns against the free speech rights of classmates. The suit brought by Parents Defending Education, a national Christian organization, against the Olentangy local school district. A lower court rejected arguments that the policies violate First Amendment free speech rights of students who believe there are only two genders. This is SRN News. The Defense Department says it was a mistake to remove its webpage dedicated to Jackie Robinson yesterday.
Although the department is under a Trump administration directive to delete DEI content, a Pentagon spokesman says it was beyond that guidance to remove the Jackie Robinson webpage honoring the World War II veteran who broke baseball's color barrier. The page has since been restored, including information about his legal encounters with segregation during Army service as a second lieutenant, an experience which influenced the Dodgers' legendary President Branch Rickey to select Robinson for his heroic journey to withstand racism to integrate the national pastime. George Williams reporting.
And the Pentagon restoring some webpages highlighting the wartime contributions of Navajo code talkers and other Native American veterans. Navajos served as code talkers with the U.S. Marines during World War II, transmitting coded messages based on their native language. The Japanese never broke that code. More details at SRNnews.com.